Chapter 22, Mishnah 5, Arechetz b'mei mara u'b'mei tveria v'nistapak. If a person washes himself in the waters of the warm waters of a cave or in the waters of Tiberias. Now, there is actually a rabbinical decree against a person washing in these waters. And the reason the rabbis instituted such a decree was that in the bathhouses, they saw that the owners of the bathhouses were heating up the water on Shabbos. And in order to prevent people from going, you know, from doing that and heating up the water and people going there, so they instituted a rabbinical decree that one can't wash in this way in this water. So this guy over here, he transgressed this rabbinical decree and he went and he washed. But that's not the point of the Mishnah. The point of this Mishnah is afilu be'eser aluntius, even if he washed, he dried himself with 10 towels, sorry, he used a lot of towels to dry himself, we'll see now what that means, lo yuviam biyado, he can't take the towels in his hand and carry them, even if there was an eruv there, and carry them home. What are we worried about? And this is with even the 10 towels part, we worried that he's going to come to wring out the towels, to squeeze the water out of the towels, which is prohibited. And that's why it says even 10 towels, because even though the last towel will only have a small amount of water in it, and there's certainly no need to wring it out, the sages nevertheless prohibited bringing all of the towels. So there is a decree here against bringing the towels out of a concern that the person may wring the water out of the towel. Avala Sarah ben Adam, but if there are 10 people there, and mistapkin buoluntis achas pnaim yadayim viraglaim, they use one towel, they all wash their face, their hands and their feet, and they use one towel to dry themselves. Now this towel is obviously going to be very wet, even though they just washed their face, their hands and their feet, they shared a towel, so it's obviously very wet. In this case over here, mevin oisa biyadam, they can bring the towel in their hands. And the reason that we allow it over here is that because there are so many of them, they will remind each other that it's prohibited to wring out the towel. So interesting thing that the Gemara brings in the Kati quotes it at the end here, that the Halacha does not follow this Mishnah, but even one person can bring the towel in his hand when he's wiped his body on Shabbos. We don't anticipate that he's going to wring out the towel. So the Halacha in this case over here doesn't actually follow this Mishnah at all.